Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again to break up a marriage. Oh, it's not a marriage today, I don't think.
Yay! We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate of Age.
What do we have, Hack?
We do not have a lovely couple today. Okay. We have a mother and her son. Dawn and Jack are here to discuss Jack's future.
Wait.
Were we just running out of couples? Or, who won the toss here? Jack?
Jack.
Jack?
Guy.
Guy.
Welcome to Great Mate Debate. Weird to be on with your mom, but let's go. What's going on?
Well, I want to be an actor. I've wanted to be an actor for a while, and I booked this national spot, and she wants me to go to college, and I want to pursue acting. And basically, in a nutshell, she's got this money that she's, you know, had for school, and I want to use that to, you know, buy a house, and so to make my life easier and all that while I pursue my career in acting.
Okay. Are you
currently in school and you want to drop out?
Yeah. I'm currently in school. I want to drop out, put it on hiatus. I want to pursue my career in acting. I love it.
I'm a little hung up on the make my life easier part.
What do you mean by, okay?
Like, I want to buy a house and make my life easier all at the expense of my mother. Like,
I mean, she's got the money. Why use it for college when she could make my life easier?
Okay. Erica, I know he's not saying the right words,
he's
but here's what
right
I interpret
tone.
Him as saying.
Okay.
And Dawn, please stand by and don't be mad at me because I'm not actually taking his side. But
right,
like,
this is what he's saying.
To try to become an actor while you're doing something else, like school, impossible.
Yeah.
Right? Because you, like,
very
I got to take tests,
yeah.
I got to do this, I got to do that.
And then I got to go on auditions and I got to fly, yeah.
And if there's a final at the same time as audition, you can't do it. So his words, I think, are make it easier to pursue acting.
So he can go all in.
Right.
But he also said, take the money to buy a house.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. That's the part that I don't.
We don't just get homes at 18.
I know.
Why not?
Because you got to work for them, man.
Okay.
Why can't my mother's money make my life easier? I don't understand.
Okay, and I just want to say this, okay. Dawn, I swear you're going to be able to jump in here. I am not on his side, but like, if the money set aside for college is for, what's the college money for?
College.
And what does college do?
Prepare you for the rest of your life.
Which would make your life...
easier.
There we go.
Easier,
so he's
better.
Like, yeah. He's easier. Thinking, if you want to use this... so I go get this degree and make my life easier.
Right.
Let me help you. Mm-hmm. Let's cut out the middle, man.
Yeah. Give it to me. I'll pursue what I actually enjoy. And he already booked the spot. We kind of glossed over that. You said a national spot?
Yeah. Make some decent money on it.
Okay. Sorry. What does booked a spot mean? Does that mean you're in a commercial? I'm sorry. I don't
in a
speak
national
actor.
Commercial. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we know someone who booked a national commercial.
You say booked a spot, though? That's how you say it?
A gig,
booked
maybe?
A gig, yeah.
Booked a gig, booked the audition.
I mean, we do commercials and they're called spots. That's why
I don't ever say booked a spot, though. It's
well,
just like,
different for us.
Okay.
We're not acting.
I'm endorsing.
What I was going to say, though, is we know someone who has booked a national gig, still can't afford to buy a house.
Right. as most young people can.
Dawn.
Yai.
This is already out of hand, so why don't you tell us your side?
Well, my side is that I am not budging. I worked very hard to set aside money for my son, who I adore, and I think it's fantastic that he did one commercial, but I don't think he understands it's not that easy to be an actor. You're not just guaranteed, you know, commercials because you booked one. And I think it's, you know, I mean, he hasn't even given college a chance. And I think it's such an important place to, you know, discover what your interests are and what you're passionate about.
And the connections you make there,
similar.
That's where it's important.
Yeah, it's an experience. And to be an actor, honestly, you want world experience. So I think it's important. The acting world is going to be there. So,
Mom,
yeah, in 4 years, you can pursue it.
Mom, it's me. You're saying that I need to find what I'm passionate about in school. I'm passionate about this. I want to be an actor. I love everything about it. And the national spot was just like icing on the cake. I can do that again. I know I can. You have to have faith.
Yeah, but you did some acting in high school plays, and then you went on this one audition and you booked it. It's not going to be like that. I you know, so I really want you to be certain that that's what you're passionate about.
If you don't try.
It's a really hard career.
All of us. Okay,
really
hold on, everybody,
career.
Hold on.
I think you. Really...
Everyone in this room is right now sneaking in little jabs.
Yeah,
and it's kind of unfair. So I just want to give the people listening to get their jabs in.
Okay.
303-222-5423. You won't have to sneak them in. You can actually make a point.
Jab away.
But like, is it? All I'm saying. I'm not on his side, Don, but like, if your husband hates steak and you go, but I have booked this $300 experience at a steakhouse, so we're going. It's like,
that
you're
is not
wasting
the same
he's
thing.
He's not going to get anything out of school if he's not committed. You're lighting that money on fire. I'm not saying to give it to him, but to force him to go and eat steak when he doesn't want to eat steak, you're lighting that money on fire. Like,
no, you're lighting it on fire if you go, you know what, you're right. I'm going to get rid of everything I've worked hard and saved for, which she said, and just hand it to... Jack, you're a freshman in college, correct?
Yes,
so to just hand it to an 18-year-old is bizarre.
I'm not saying to give him the money, but I'm saying...
Well, that's what he wants.
I could not disagree more with Erica.
It could buy a house. A house is an investment, right? It's not like you're just throwing money in the street.
So you save your whole... As Dawn, you saved 18 years worth of all this money, and then you will gladly give it to some nameless, faceless guy in a suit to pay for tuition, but you won't give it to your own son to chase his dream? Which one makes more sense?
I'm giving it to my son to go to college. I am giving it to my son to go to college.
You're giving it to some university to pay for another football field. Like that's what you're doing. That's what every parent does. Like, and no one considers, what if my kid... has an idea, wants to start a business, wants to do, like, no one ever goes, you're right, I can help you. And that doesn't make sense to me. You're my kid. I want to help you. I want to take care of you. I don't want to give it to some professor.
He's not wrong. And it's tough because he doesn't believe in college.
His hatred of it, yes.
I want to say, I nearly dropped out. Well, no, I didn't nearly drop out. I, at a time, my freshman year, almost did this exact same thing. Went to my parents and was like, what if I dropped out? What if I auditioned for hosting gigs and all this stuff and got into like entertainment news reporting, which was what I wanted to
do.
And
you should have, because this is where you were meant to be. You wasted that money in college.
I truly would not have ended up here if I didn't do school. I had internships that were incredible.
How do you know you wouldn't have?
There's no way. I would not have had the skills that I got from a lot of my classes.
And the opportunities. The internships.
Yes.
You have to be a student to get those.
And the people you meet. And
I didn't do any of that.
Okay, that was like 50 years ago.
No, you also had a very different path. You didn't jump straight into this.
No, but I came through the rock star scene. Like.
And
did you take guitar lessons?
No.
Really?
And did your parents give you money to buy a house?
No. That's why I'm not on Jack's side, but I'm not on her side either. Dawn, I am nowhere near as far extreme as Tiek is saying that the university's whatever. But I agree with you that you're paying for a lot of stuff you don't need. But like, Jack, you don't deserve this money, but you shouldn't have to go to school.
You
I don't know
have,
the right answer.
He should have like, to get a waiter job, a bartender. He's 18. Right, he can't get a bartender
to
job.
To his point, he's saying, what would make it easier for me to pursue acting if I didn't have to think about rent? So then let's get a house.
But what's the percentage of people that just go to act and are super successful?
It's very
versus
low.
The percentage of people who graduate college and make a good life.
But Jack is getting his rent paid for right now.
Right.
Dawn is paying, gladly paying for it. Just you have to live here.
Thank you.
Oh boy.
And that doesn't make sense.
He's on your side.
He doesn't want to do that.
Hand him the money. I am not just going to hand him this money. He can, if he really wants to not go to college and go pursue his acting career, he can go and do it. But I'm not buying him a house at 18.
I don't think you have to buy him a house. But yeah. I think what we
and
have to
I don't
get to,
know that he really thinks he did one commercial and he thinks this is the thing that he loves.
I know, but
and
what if it
what
is?
If in a year from now he doesn't think, but what if it isn't?
But what if it is?
And what if he finds
I will guarantee you it isn't if he doesn't try. That's
What if it isn't though?
Well,
and
he can
just
try.
Doesn't book
no
anything else.
Him, he can't try. But I'm not handing him this money that I saved for his college
All right.
education.
Hang on right there. Don't move. Everybody hang on. We're gonna get a jury. Like this room is super divided. I'm not on anybody's side, I swear. But I think forcing him, if my son was like, I'm not sure what I want to do, maybe I'll be on the six-year plan. I'm like, nope, come out. Get out. Until you're ready, I'm not wasting money for you to figure this out.
Yeah, no, he had never said, she's not saying do
he
a six-year plan.
He hasn't figured it out. He knows what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
She's not saying go to school for however long you want. She's saying get in, get out, then go do what you want.
You guys decide, school, no school, money, no money, 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
Wow, it's really heated in here. It's Great Mate Debate between mother and son, Dawn and Jack. Jack is in college, first year, doesn't really dig it, wants to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's booked
You're
a national spot.
The lead.
What's the lead, Erica?
That he would like his mother to give him all the money that she saved up for his college to buy a home and, quote unquote, make his life easier.
But I also tried to explain the words that his entitlement was actually trying to say. Like, and Jack, I don't know if you have enough humility to maybe walk some of those words back or not, but like, some of the texts we're getting are calling you some names that are not ideal.
Yeah.
Most of them we can't read on the air, right?
Yeah, the S word.
Yeah.
I can say jerk, though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Entitled jerk was thrown around quite a bit.
Yeah. So basically what he would like to do is quit school, take all the money pooled for college, and really try to get more commercials to figure out if he's meant to be an actor or not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, go all in. It's the only way you'll make it happen.
It's tough to spend all your mom's money on going all in just to hope for the best.
It's tough to spend all the money you saved on something your kid doesn't want to do.
Fair.
No one is making eye contact in this room.
Nope. I don't like being in the middle of them.
This is, okay, we're going to have to do a separate Great Mate Debate between the people in this room. Jack and Dawn, sorry. Feel free to jump in with anybody, and let's get started with Antonio.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
So, as much as I agree with T-Hack and Slacker, like, if he doesn't want to go to college, like, that's your choice. But I'm on the mom side, for sure.
Yes.
I've been performing for a very, very long time throughout the state of Colorado and other states.
Ah.
I performed at Red Rocks within a full house for the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
I have been performing for a very long time, and it is very competitive and very difficult to get into just right off the bat. And I think if that's something that you're really passionate about and you want to do, go to Fort Lewis College in Durango. They have an impeccable theatrical media department, and you can learn, get a degree to fall back on if it doesn't end up going well.
Fall back.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's acting. Does Margot Robbie have an acting degree?
Okay.
Does anyone know?
She's a smoke show.
Does any actor ever have an acting degree?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Okay.
And a lot of them don't, though.
A lot of them don't. Go ahead. I'm waiting.
And a lot of them will tell you, start right off the bat. One national commercial didn't make their career right off the bat. It takes long time.
Thank you, Antonio, for the call.
Oh.
I appreciate you.
You should go to music school to be a pop star. It's like just
a lot of people do that. I went to a school where kids studied singing.
How many pop stars did you go with?
Well, actually, there's quite a few country artists out of my school.
In Nashville.
Yeah.
Tim, are you there?
Oh, I am. Yeah, hi, guys.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the Sun side. But with a couple stipulations. I think college these days is pushed pretty hard. And I don't think you always need a degree to get to places you want to be or to get to the job that you want to obtain. So I think, really, you should go to college when you know that it's necessary and get a degree when you know it's necessary. But I also don't think an 18-year-old should have a house right away either, because you're going to need some money to take care of that house, and you'll need a job to give you that money. So I think use the money, take some acting classes, maybe do something that will, you know, better him in the acting world, and then go from there. You know, maybe in a couple of years he wants to be a doctor and he'll need to go to college, but for now...
then he can pay for that himself.
Yeah, there's not going to be enough money laying around after all this. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Kim?
Yes.
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm kind of on both sides. Why doesn't he take that money and go to an acting school? He's 18. He doesn't
like
need
Meryl
to be doing,
Streep,
you know,
or Bradley Cooper, Al Pacino, Emma Watson, research. Hugh Jackman, Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
And that's all of them.
No, it goes on.
Yeah.
No, that's all the actors. They all have degrees. And when it comes for who's right for a part, they look at, well, this guy does have a degree. So we got to get it to him.
Oh, my God. Would you think you're right?
Yeah, he's so...
He's a skill. You have to go to acting school to be taught.
I am right. It's never come down to, well, we could get Bradley Cooper or Leonardo DiCaprio. And you know what? Bradley Cooper has a degree, so we'll go with him. Never. It's who's best for the part.
Exactly.
Period.
And who works the hardest and who performs the hardest. And it helps when you have extra training from coaches that you get in college.
You can work hard and do all of that without a degree in anything.
If there is a licensed therapist anywhere in the tech center, please come to Cody.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
Mom's side. Technically, on the slacker side, but mom's side.
Okay, what is that? Because that's
So I believe that it's mom's money.
Yep.
She saved the money. She gets to decide how the money gets spent. However, she also can't force him to go to college. If you don't want to go to college, man, you don't have to go to college. But then you're not entitled to the money that your mom saved.
Yeah.
If you want
That's what
to make
I said.
Adult, and I think it's super cool that you found your passion. That's awesome. I knew what I wanted to do with my life when I was 6 years old. It was also a super hard road, but I'm doing it. But Good. If you want to be an adult and make the adult decision to drop out of school and start your career to be an actor, then cool. But now you have to be an adult. And adults don't get handed money for houses.
But can I just Cody, I think you're winning the day at this point. I really do. I think you're saying a lot of great things. But then what happens to that money? Because I'm a parent who has saved a bunch of money for my son and my daughter for college.
Dawn gets to go on a vacation.
No, you don't, though. Because I saved it for them. I saved it to make their life better.
Sure.
And what I thought would be college. But if it's not college...
It shouldn't be a house at 18.
No, I don't. I would not give it to Jack for almost anything right now until he grows up. Like, Jack, you're not getting anything from anybody. The more you think that money's yours, the less that money's yours, dude. That's one of the problems.
You've spent the money that you don't have.
That's not your money. If your mom decides to be gracious and go, yeah, I set it aside to make you a better person and I believe in your acting, great. But if she doesn't, that's not your money, bro. It's not your money.
I get that.
I don't think you do.
But aren't you incentivizing him to just stay in college and spend the money? Because who cares? That's the only way I'll get it?
Yes. But if he doesn't believe in it and he truly believes in his acting, he should leave school. But you got to take that big boy step.
Stop demanding from people. Sometimes they throw you a bone here and there with the money she had saved.
She might. She might. Do we have a clear winner? Because on the phones, it's kind of...
Oh, the texts are not on his side.
Mom, we can do this together.
What?
You know, I'm not cutting you out. We can do this together. I auditioned. I put national spots.
She might be cutting you out, dude.
You got to quit while you're ahead.
The Slacker Show.
Before I kick the theme music up, I just want to remind everybody, this is that moment. There are a few seats left.
Yes.
For our Love is Blind watch party a week from yesterday.
That's and right. You do have to RSVP for it.
Yeah, you can't just show up.
And the reason it's filling up so fast is because it's not just a Love is Blind watch party, but also a chance to win Ed Sheeran tickets.
I really want to go to that show.
You want to go to Ed Sheeran?
I do. And they won't let us win the tickets.
You could quit your job and then come to our watch party. And then you'd be eligible.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no.
You
no,
would
no.
still have to RSVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. Well, where would I do that? Because, like, should I quit now and then RSVP, or should I RSVP and then quit?
Maybe you shouldn't quit. Yeah.
Well, just quit and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
But you go to alice1059.com.
Okay. And then when I click there, what if it doesn't feel like it's letting me bring guests with me? Do we just keep, because we had a little glitch in the system yesterday. Just keep
you should
through.
Get to a point where you there's a little drop down box for how many
and you
guests.
Can say how many mm-hmm. people you want to bring
yeah.
with you.
Yeah. Just power through.
Power through. Put your email address in there. We put you on this weird little mailing list. Well, you'll get some like timeshare
no.
offers.
No.
You'll get like
stop that.
Undies, different undie offers, different just what? The things you no. see in your like social feeds.
What is wrong
Why
with you?
Why are you seeing We're those curating. In your social
Why
feed?
Are you getting undies ads?
I don't know, but I get the like bamboo undies now.
Me undies?
No, they're like Box Hero or something. Oh. And they're like made, but they're supposedly really soft and breathable or something. Okay. Anyway, we'll be giving away some Box Hero undies. All right. Ed Sheeran tickets every 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Love is Blind. It's all happening next week. And you still have a shot to get a seat if you RSVP.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
Good.
He hasn't done the song.
Oh, I was like, yeah, what's happening?
I quit, remember?
Oh,
you haven't yet. You have.
Before you quit, could you hit that button? Good evening. Slacker, I swear to God.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
In fact, Slacker is the only one who will... Actually, maybe not the only one. You will be most excited about this possibility, though. Matthew McConaughey says he has continued to study running for governor... But has some other things.
I don't know if I want him in politics. I like him right in the lane he's in.
Well, he says it's definitely something he'd like to do, but right now he's more focused on being a father, spending time with his family. So yeah. Perhaps as his kids get older, he would do it.
I don't like it because right now he is kind of the true no man's land. He's not really all the way on either political party.
Right, right.
And somebody will force him into being one and nobody will like him anymore.
Yeah.
I like him so much.
He said he started looking into it 6 years ago. So people are like, hey man, when's it happening? And he's like, yeah, I still got time with my kids.
He's got another book out, I think.
Really now? I don't know if that's true.
I mean, he's just the, what? How do you say P-O-E-M?
Poem?
Yeah, you got to hear Matthew McConaughey say it. He's poem. Like, poems. He says it very, he's got it.
Like a four poems.
Yeah.
He's a poet?
So if you've read Green Lights, every once in a while he has a little poetry in there. He has bumper sticker. He's got all these different like things in the middle. And so, yes, he does. He writes a little bit of poetry.
By the way, his children are 17, 15, and 12. So probably at least
they
five
have to
more
be
years.
Gorgeous because his wife is a smoke show.
Yeah, they're pretty cute. I can only see them as children in these photos, but
it's awkward. Okay.
Good evening.
Good. Evening.
Speaking of beautiful families, congratulations to Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. Yeah. They welcomed their little girl. Her name is Rocky Irish Mares.
Rocky with an I, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The feminine junior.
Rocky Irish Mares.
Yeah.
Mares like a horse.
M-A-Y-E-R-S, right?
Is that his
Mares?
Real name or something?
I think so.
No, his name is Rakim. His first name.
But what's his last name? Is it Mares?
That I don't know.
Is it Rakim or Rakim?
I don't know.
Oh, his last name is Mayers.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Like yeah. John Mayer, but with a S at the end. Yeah.
Are they married?
I don't know that
I don't
they
think
ever got
they
married.
Ever pulled the trigger, right?
I honestly don't remember because I feel like I would constantly
there
think about like her ceremony.
No, they have not publicly confirmed to be married. What's crazy is... When did she have her first child?
Not that long ago.
Like, yeah. She was like, bing, bang, boom.
Well, that was like two Super Bowls ago. Maybe three Super Bowls ago. Wasn't she, pregnant with at the second, Super Bowl?
I thought.
Yeah, I think it was
three. Because it was her, three. Then Usher, then
Kendrick. Last year. Yeah. And this is the third kid, right? Two sons and now a daughter,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Because what's the other one? It's RZA.
Riot.
Is the Riot is the other one.
Riot.
Okay.
RZA, RZA.
And Rocky.
Okay.
Wow.
They're one of those families. They're and Rakim and Rihanna, they're all ours.
Yeah, makes sense.
Ah.
Yeah, I think the first one was born in 2022.
Why did you guys tell me
that? And then
she
was pregnant again at the Super Bowl in 2023. That was what was crazy. Is everyone was like, wait, didn't she just have a baby?
And she just, and then she did it again.
That's a lot of babies in a short amount of time.
Yeah. I wanted to make fun of you for not getting the R thing, but I got it at the exact same moment as you.
Okay. So,
you're not stupid. It's something in the air of this studio.
We're all stupid.
Yep.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Unfortunately, the justice system in America has failed yet again.
Oh, boy.
Back in January of 2023, a Florida woman sued the Hershey Company because, do you remember this? They put out the Reese's pumpkins
for
the Halloween and on the packaging.
I could not be more mad at this woman.
Oh,
I agree with her completely.
So on the packaging,
On the packaging.
I know.
The pumpkins, they're the Reese's pumpkins, and they have eyes. They look like jack-o'-lanterns.
Right.
But when you open it, they don't have eyes. It's plain.
It's a blob.
And all the, there was like two other, like a spooky ghost that didn't have a mouth, actually.
And if you guys are taking time looking at it, I'm just shoving those straight down my mouth.
Amen, Aaron. Yeah. Cork it down.
Actually, sometimes the wrapper doesn't come off.
Oh.
You leave some of the wrapper on. It's like eating an In-N-Out burger.
No,
the wrapper is part of it. So
I
catches, like,
am
whatever.
Real slow with those because, man, you gotta savor them.
Yeah.
No, because the chocolate's so thin on the outside.
It melts immediately.
It'll melt so fast. You gotta like hork that bad boy.
I eat around the edges and then I slowly make my way.
That's what I do with the normal cups. Yeah, but not.
Not with one of those. It's so thin. And to this Karen's point, like, how can you be on her side? Let's pretend Hershey's succumbs to her psychosis. And goes ahead and puts eyes and a mouth on it.
Yes.
By the time it gets to you, it's going to melt back together.
Then don't put it on the packaging.
Hmm. I also
but
don't
you
know
don't put it on the
Did
packaging.
Did we ever say what her lawsuit was about?
She sued Hershey's for deceptive practices. She sought $5
million. Because it tastes different.
$5 million?
She was expecting the pumpkins to have faces on them, and then they don't have faces on them.
What damage did that do to her? Oh, no. My food doesn't have a face.
Yeah,
I'm
wasted
emotionally
this money.
Scarred.
I only bought it because I thought it had the cute little face on it. And now
you
you're
bought
just
it for $6 and you want $5 million?
Yes, because now
maybe
I'm embarrassed because you tricked me. So now you just put whatever on the packaging? Is that what you're saying? Just put whatever. It doesn't even matter. That's what the judge says. The judge
threw
it out.
On
the judge
her
said, this is ridiculous. What kind of country do we live in?
It's so
just
scary.
Put whatever on the packaging.
It's so scary when he gets this worked out.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, today we've got Mike Tyson on the show. Why not?
Hey,
why
man,
not?
We don't want to get sued.
Well, there's only one way to stop him right now. Somebody do it.
Oh.
No.
There!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. This is not going to go well.
Story of our lives.
This is a little bit of an intervention. Hack, I need your help on this one.
Oh, okay. Yes, boss.
I don't think Aaron or Erica is in a good relationship.
Sorry. Huh?
I just found a little trend thing happening on the talk.
Hmm.
On the tickety-tockety.
Mm-hmm.
No one calls it that.
Well, me and my homies do. Right, homie?
You're losing me.
Neither of you have accounts.
Yeah.
I have an account, the Slacker Show.
Do you know how to log in?
Yeah. I usually, it sends a code to Aaron. We got to change that.
Oh, is that what that text was about the other day? I just ignored it. I was like, well, no idea.
On the talk, they are saying that, let me just start here with Hack. Would you say Aaron and Erica's hair today is more straight or curly?
Straight. Yeah. Wait, straight.
Sorry, is anyone looking at Aaron's hair?
Aaron's hair has a little bit of wave to it.
She but curled
it's definitely
it.
Put together. I don't know. I wouldn't call that curly. I wouldn't call that.
As a woman, I would call that she curled it.
Okay, so then.
Yesterday, her hair was straight.
I stand corrected. Only Erica is in a bad relationship.
Okay. Well,
what are we doing?
Because she curled it herself. It's not naturally becoming
That's
curly.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It looks like that is your natural hair, Erica.
Yes.
Which mine is also like that naturally.
Don't ask me why I know this, but I've seen Erica straight out of the shower.
No, you have not. I don't like when you start rumors.
I've seen you with wet hair before.
You've come into work with wet hair at least once a week.
Okay. And it's more like,
no, woo! It's very straight.
It's extremely straight.
Yes,
no,
it is.
I don't think you understand women's hair.
Yeah.
Okay. May I just say here's how the theory goes. Really put your hair together. When your hair is straight, you're in your guarded era. I'm using words that I think you can understand, era. Polished, put together, maybe in a little emotionally unavailable. Does Erica's librarian hairdo today scream unavailable?
I want you to know that my hair's just dirty today. So it's back.
Well,
in like a founding father ponytail.
But according to the talk,
I am feeling patriotic.
Every time you look over here, it's like,
that was
an eagle.
Yeah.
I know. According to the talk, when you fart.
What have you been doing at Erica's house?
I'm just standing outside your window waiting for her to get out of the shower, really. When you start falling for someone, your hair gets wavy, it gets curly, it gets messy, your emotional walls come down, you're letting your true self shine.
And what happens when you have naturally pin straight hair?
You're unlovable.
Talk to the ring.
The Slacker Show.
I want to talk about our bosses and why they suck.
Ours?
Oh, I was doing the royal we there.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
But if you're one of our bosses and you suck, you know which one you are.
We would like to stay employed. I love my job.
I will say this. I'm going to get specific. It's the one in the corner.
They're both in corners.
Yep. No one sucks.
Our bosses do not suck. We have the greatest bosses because we have the greatest job.
Right.
We do. Yeah.
And mostly our bosses don't really know that we're here.
Yeah. They just go, I think you're on the air.
Yeah. They walk by, the speaker's on. They're like, I don't know. Seems like it's working.
Yeah.
So there is a boss. This was shared on a Reddit thread about bad bosses, I believe. She was sent an email from her boss saying she took 3 bathroom breaks totaling 17 minutes. Which the boss says was 5 minutes over the team average of 12 minutes.
I understand that I would be the one over the average because I pee 9 times a day. But that's very wild behavior. That's
my friend has intrusive. Been kind of in a boss role and has been asked to monitor.
To like time audit down to the bathroom level?
Yeah.
What?
That's psychotic.
I know. She was like, I feel uncomfortable doing that. I'm not going
to
do it.
So she's supposed to like have a spreadsheet of like, wait, Erica just left.
Yeah.
It's confusing to me because if you're the boss, you're supposed to be doing the most important, highest quality work. And instead you're outside the bathroom with a stopwatch. You know, you're like
it's
checking
really
people
weird.
In and out.
But if somebody's overusing, like
17 minutes in an 8-hour day is not overusing it.
If the average is 12.
What if this person's lactose intolerant?
Has IBS or drinks a lot of water? I just want to know, what if the person drinks a lot of water?
It's not me. Okay. So just
yes, sir.
You're way over 17 minutes.
Yeah, you are.
I usually go like four times in the few hours.
We know. Can you finish this particular segment of radio?
Yeah, or? I will be okay right now. And then I actually got to go fill up my water.
And that's why. That's the other thing. Eric is out of the room 400 times in a day, filling up water or emptying out water.
It's called being healthy.
Yeah, or microwaving something.
I usually do that on my way to work.
Listen, I don't want all the bad boss stories to be about bodily stuff, but I remember there was one. It was like, I don't remember, was it the great paper shortage of 2012 or something? There was like, you had this boss would make the employees go up to the desk and go, I'm going to use the restroom. And he's like, one or two. And would
what?
Dole out paper based on their specific needs for that specific trip.
I would quit my job so fast.
Can you imagine?
No.
And it's like, it's a two and it's a doozy.
Right. It's a two. And like, I need more.
Like, I can't tell. I've only had Taco Bell 3 days in a row.
Well, maybe this that person should rethink their life.
This is a 2.5, 3.
Do you think people started bringing in their own toilet paper?
I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I would do that.
Yeah. I just remember the story. Can you? I mean,
that was here?
No. It was a story I think we got on the air or something, but it was like, just the HR part of that. You don't get to ask me what I'm going to do while I'm in there.
No.
It's like, yeah. So again, I don't think we want all just bodily fluid.
No.
I'm sure I've told this story on the air for some other reason. I was the bad boss because if you called in sick too many times, I didn't believe you and I would track you down.
How would you track them down though?
The one kid was an avid skier and I knew he had a Loveland ski pass.
So you just went.
He called me at the time, like when it's like he's on his way to Loveland. It's like, I can't make it, man. I'm like, okay.
You're skiing.
Yeah, he was going skiing. So got my crew together, said, you guys are running the store. So we're down an employee and I decided to make him down two employees.
Right. You're like, you know what? You don't need me here.
I stayed for most of the day because I wanted to get to Loveland about 3:30.
Yeah.
When the lifts close. Found his car in the parking lot. And he skied right down to it. I'm like, you're fired.
Dude,
can I have a ride back?
No, I mean, come on. Is that a bad boss or is that a great boss?
It's
I let him have as much toilet paper as he wanted.
Right, it's a little intense, but
yeah. Thank you. You're is that not a compliment?
No.
All right. So if you've had a bad boss or you've been a bad boss, we want to hear your stories. 303-222-5423, or you can text 303-222-5423. Anybody want to admit they have a bad boss?
I had one. My first. My first job ever, I was working at this like little boutique in downtown of my tiny town. And my sisters had worked for this woman before. So I kind of knew what to expect. She was an oddball. I was 15 when I started working. She would be like, yeah, I'm going to be at the store every day. You would open up. She would never show up. You would close the store. Like I'd be there the whole time it was open.
What?
She would never come. I was 15 years old, taking people's money, running the cash register, like doing all the stuff.
Were you there alone or were there at least other employees?
No, almost always alone. Sometimes she had two of us and it was like me and another friend. It was the craziest thing. The worst part is she would randomly text and go, paycheck's not coming in a check. Take money out of the cash register.
What?
And then hope you're right.
Just guessed at what?
She would be like, pay yourself XYZ amount. It was really weird.
And you stayed?
I was 15. It was kind of nice.
Job.
My friends ate burritos behind the register with me. Like, yeah. No one ever came in paper. Either. That store closed.
How is there money in the register to pay you if no one ever came in?
It was filled up.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I had a boss at my old, an old radio station, would say, but he was like the big boss, the general manager.
Yeah.
And he was like, everyone loved him. He was very respected, kind of intimidating. And then he added me on Facebook and I saw he had reposted one of those things that was like, I do not give Facebook permission to use my photos, like this huge long copy and paste thing. And everyone was just like, oh,
you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. We don't have to respect you anymore. Like, I can't even look at you anymore. Like, you're in charge of this place.
Yeah. Was he the one who made you wear a tie to work?
No, there was another. Yeah, that was a different one. Yeah.
A tie to a radio station?
Correct.
Yeah, I did.
Hello.
Every day.
That's the dumbest boss in the world. You're on the radio, you idiot.
No one can see you.
No one can see. I know.
I had to wear it every day, yeah. And a lot of the employees would just have a tie, and then they take, like, get to work, put it on, take it off right before they leave and hung it. So they wore the same red tie every day, no matter what.
Just to be within the parameters of...
Yeah, so it's like, you don't even look nice, you just have a tie on.
Yeah,
like, you look like a clown.
Wow. Okay.
And now I don't wear ties.
These are the bad bosses we've had in our lives. We want to hear about the ones in your life. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Have either of our bosses swung by the studio since TF made that comment that he thought the bosses were bad?
No, they were in HR's office, I think.
Yeah, right. Some boxes they were unfolding, boxes. Getting them ready.
I don't think
ready.
They were listening to us, actually.
Okay, good. We want to hear if
you say I made the comment?
He sure did, yeah. Yeah.
Just a second.
TF did say the comment, right? You just said he sure did, right? You backed me up.
You're nope, okay. Boss, I was referring right? to yep. you. Yeah, are you my boss? Because yes. I have a new bad boss story. Yes.
Carolyn?
Hi.
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 Bad bosses, what happened to you?
I was 20, and I left my keys in the file cabinet, and my boss took them. And when I said I lost my keys, he didn't tell me that he had them. I spent the whole weekend going crazy, tearing my whole house apart. And then he finally gave them back to me.
So they weren't just the filing cabinet keys. They were the rest of your keys as well.
They were the filing cabinet keys.
Good on him.
But he
taught you a lesson. Quote,
no.
If he had her car keys and other crap, but he taught her a lesson. Don't leave your keys in the cabinet.
Oh, well, it was horrible.
She then thought she was going to get fired. And he's like,
Right. Don't leave your keys in the
really
filing cabinet.
He had really bad breath, too.
She might get fired.
He had bad breath.
Oh, and you know what? Yeah. For that reason,
bad boss.
Thank you,
man.
Carolyn. You really don't think that's... It's like you made a mistake.
I get it, yeah.
Reprimand. Don't giggle behind her back.
If, Erica, the company provides you that computer, right?
Yeah.
If you left it just sitting on the kitchen table and then you left here, I would pick it up and let you panic for a while. I wouldn't tell you I have your computer.
Someone stole my computer. Check the footage.
No, it was you. You're dumb, and you
also
left
you
it sitting.
Also, you can't get into it.
I'm not trying to get... Laura?
Yay.
Bad bosses. What's your story?
So this was about 15 years ago. I was living up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I was a closing front of house manager at an Applebee's there.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. And
eating good.
You know, I was driving to work, and there was traffic. And so traffic on the freeway was about going 30 or so. And the three cars behind me were all going about 70 or so. And I ended up the front of a four-car pileup.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't feel about 2 inches worth of my back. So they eventually took me into the hospital, like the important hospital right off the bat, priority in the emergency room. Ended up being a six-figure lawsuit after all the medical bills were paid.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to a boss part yet.
What did your boss do?
Well, see, I texted my boss that was at work that told him what was happening, and his first question was, so what time are you going to get here?
You're like, hey, I can't feel parts of my body, yeah,
but
so...
can you feel the parts that help you run the register?
oh, my goodness.
You're the worst.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to defend every bad boss, but if he doesn't understand the context, you can't be...
She's like, I was in a bad car accident.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to get there.
Like, four cars hit me at 70, and then maybe you'd be a little less...
Yes, because slackers, you've probably heard excuses. So
she's
you're like,
no,
like,
I got
this
in a wreck. And it's like, yeah. What time are you going to be here?
Yeah.
You can't just say I got in a wreck. You got to say huge...
But when you're injured and being transported to the hospital, I'm not sure I've got time for details.
Which hospital? How close is it to Applebee's? I can swing by and
I
you.
Want to come across this table and hit you.
Candy?
Yay.
You are voice disguised. What, bad boss?
My bad boss used to secretly do drug deals in the bathroom to get narcotics and then would write off the rent for those residents who would do that for her.
Wow. You hiring?
Yeah.
Man.
Where's the bad part? Free rent?
Yeah.
Good time?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it worked out great for the residents.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
So she was a drug addict, boss.
Unfortunately, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not fun.
All right. Thank you. I couldn't defend that one.
No.
That was
did she say were they hiring?
Suzanne?
Yeah.
Bad boss. What happened to you?
Okay. I worked for the boss from hell. I managed a general managed an apartment corporations with over 7,000 apartment units. And my entire life consisted of daily saving my employees from being fired for stupid reasons.
Okay.
And the one that comes to mind the most is one of my managers, Bobby. Rick comes upstairs and says, "So I need you to fire Bobby." Why? Well, his haircut is horrible.
What?
So I go downstairs. Yeah. And I look at Bobby, and his hair is spiky. I say, "So, hey, Bobby, what's going on with your hair?" And he said, "They did this to me at Supercuts." I said, "You want to go home and take a shower?" He says, "Sure." I said, "Just come find me when you come back." And so he comes back to work, waves. I send Rick downstairs, and he goes, "Okay, he can stay."
Okay.
That is so illegal.
It is beyond illegal. None of these, I don't think a lot of these are going to be super legal things.
True.
We're not telling you the great things you're, okay. Kennedy?
Yay.
Bad boss, what do you have?
Yeah, when I was 17, I worked at a small restaurant where we didn't have servers, so you had to order from a cash register. Hmm. And one night my manager came in with his kid and he took money from my register so his kid could play the games while he finished up work. And then the next day he fired me because my register was short.
Oh. Okay.
And
what's wrong with people?
Makes sense. His kids needed to play a game.
How's your haircut?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. It's so weird. Every day I'm so excited for the diary. It's time. Yay.
Woo. Woo.
Pull over wherever you're at. It's time for the diary. But I forgot what happened.
It was March 26th. Okay. She spent almost every day.
With the guy. That's right.
With the guy, the nameless guy.
That she went on a date with on St. Patrick's Day.
And got crunk with.
And have...
I haven't said that word in a long time.
I don't know that you're ever allowed to say
no,
that word.
No, probably not.
And you guys, was it everybody in the room was against it? Because I'm definitely for it.
But we were saying it's a touch of love bombing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We got a bit ripped apart on the comments about that one.
We did?
Said, or you
did?
Love.
Yes.
Do whatever you want. Saku's right. I was like, okay.
Yeah, but then you pull out the, but he's the only one who's divorced two times.
Oh, I didn't comment that back to anyone, but I thought
you said it to my face.
Okay.
Are we anticipating something in particular on this one? I forget. When we left yesterday, were we like, we're going to get...
I don't think so. Wasn't it just like a little longer?
No, yesterday was short.
Yesterday was short. I said today is a page and I did the... So yeah. I wouldn't accidentally read something.
Okay.
Flipping back. It's a page.
So we're going to get a little more meat. Maybe even get his name.
Ooh, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I should bring this up here, but I'm going to. Somebody suggested on the socials, and maybe you guys could text this stuff in or whatever, but like, we should cast this like a movie. If we casted this.
Oh, yeah.
Who would be the diary writer?
I feel like we should do this not right now.
Okay, well, I mean, maybe we can get, we're planting the seed. You guys start thinking about it now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like.
I like Paul Rudd as Mike.
I like Paul Rudd maybe as the new dude, she ends up with the new dude.
Paul Rudd's too old.
But Mike was older.
We never really
knew
really
that. Isn't this the same time that Clueless was out anyways? That would be a perfect Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Young Paul
Rudd? Years
especially
after Clueless,
when she tells him she cheated on him and imagine how good Paul Rudd and you'd feel he's the nicest guy.
Erica's right. We got to do this later.
Okay. Because
I want to explore everything because here's how meta I want to get with it. I want to do the diary. I think we pitch this to Netflix. We have them make a movie of it. But we make a movie of this whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
Like us reading it and other people playing it. So then we get to cast people as us as well.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I know.
Jason Momoa for Tiak.
Sadie Robertson for Aaron. Is that her name? The girl
Sadie
from
Stranger Things?
Yeah, the Stranger Things girl from
Sadie Sink.
Why did I think her last name was Robertson?
No idea.
All right, so there's people in their cars.
There is a Sadie
over.
Robertson, sorry.
She's like a Duck Dynasty, I think.
Wow, I'm so sorry.
Who's
That's
the
right.
smoke show redhead from
Are you calling
Jumanji?
Her?
Karen Gillan?
Yeah, do that.
Huh, never heard of her.
Oh, I love her. She's Nebula.
You really have it?
No, I don't really pay attention to movies.
Okay. Well, we've run out of time to read today's entry, so tune in tomorrow at this time.
Come on.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
She's been with this guy a ton.
Yeah, April 14th.
Okay.
Well, it was almost a month of bliss. I finally called Mike back today. He accused me of avoiding him, which is true. I was. I don't know what to say to him anymore. I didn't want to tell him about Jake.
Jake!
Or hear... She loves a J name, Justin John. Justin was her ex. John is the guy she cheated with. And now Jake. Every girl goes through the J name.
Days, yeah.
Yes.
They do. I definitely, like, post-divorce.
You went through a J name? Interesting. Maybe it's...
I went J into K.
Oh, okay. That's enough of that.
If your first name starts with an L,
you're next. Hit me up on the gram. Okay, I didn't want to tell him about Jake or hear about his dating life, but I couldn't stop myself from saying yes to the invitation for lunch.
She went to lunch with Mike.
Mm.
You don't circle back.
In a phone call. That's weird. It's like invitation to lunch, period, in, period. A phone call I can avoid. Oh, the period's just a mistake. In a phone call, I can avoid all the serious subjects and just glaze over things. But in real life, we're having lunch next week. In real life. This ought to be interesting.
Oh, God. I bet you feel close
to it. So that was April 14th.
Yeah.
She said, we're having lunch next week. The next entry is April 22nd, which means they had
a week and a day.
They for sure had the lunch.
I don't know why they're still talking.
Yeah.
But like it seems that he keeps calling her.
It's just, I'm like disappointed in Mike now at this point. Too,
you guys,
like,
can I just say something
Dating,
fast?
Well, I'm dating too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll call you back.
But here's the thing. Is he dating? She said, well, he's dating.
Right.
Because she said, you could date other people. He's like, okay.
No, I think he told her that he was starting to date.
I think he said, sure, I'm dating. Like, guess all what, date? Guys? I'm also dating. But I'm not dating.
How's it going?
Like, right. That's what I'm saying. I can be like, well, I'm dating. I'm in my dating phase. Like, I'm ready to date.
Right.
But like, I don't know that Mike dated anybody. And I think Mike was in love with her.
No, I think Mike is still trying to maybe marry her.
It's been a long time. We're in April. Remember they broke up in July.
So.
No.
Yes.
Was it July?
It was. She had to be out by August 1st.
Oh, yep.
So
it's almost been a year. You're right.
Yeah.
Is she still with this new guy?
With Jake?
Like, what was the month of bliss? Or what did she say? A month of bliss? Does that mean like?
So I thought it was of not talking to Mike.
Yes.
But
I think so too.
Because she said right after that she had been avoiding his whatever.
I think her month of bliss has been starting March 17th. Her and Jake hung out. And then they hung out all the time. So she was just wrapped up in that and avoiding Mike.
Right.
And then she, by the 14th of March, which this was dated.
April, sorry.
Yeah. So you're almost a month. She's like, I've got to face this Mike thing. So she answered the phone or returned his call.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So Jake then, might still be in the picture.
I would say Jake is definitely in the picture.
Yeah. But like, how do you tell someone you're newly dating, hey, I'm going to go have lunch with my ex-fiance. Technically, they were engaged at a time.
Can I just throw out there what I know about our writer? She's not going to tell him.
Yeah.
She's going to the lunch and not telling him. It's like, sorry, got to work early.
That's a mistake.
Of course it is. She's repeating the pattern she did with Mike.
Yeah.
She's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had Mike and then she cheated with the other guy. Right. And then now she has this other guy, but now she's going to go back to Mike. It's just
whatever. We don't know if they agreed to be exclusive, her and Jake. Right.
So she can
date others. Granted, I don't think she should be dating Mike.
But she has a propensity to get in the same room with Mike and then get into the same room with Mike.
Right. But luckily, this is probably a public lunch.
How far away is anybody's apartment?
I don't know.
It's all, or a car.
Yeah.
Or a well-placed dumpster that's kind of new.
Ew, I'm good. I'm good.
Maybe a mattress on the side of the road.
Cut that out.
Okay. All right. So the next one is a week and a day away. Mm-hmm. So we should know how lunch with Mike went tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105. 9.
When I'm alone at night.
Oh, no.
Wanda!
Oh, I wasn't even going down.
I'm over it.
I have these moments where I have epiphanies.
Yeah.
And I had a big epiphany.
About why you're alone.
No, this isn't about that. So I've been wrestling with it, and I have a couple different ways I could present it to you guys, but I want to start with this one because this one will upset Erica the most.
Oh yeah.
If you could find out the day you were going to die, if you could, not the way,
just the day.
Day, date, year, would you want to know?
I don't know. Because I thought about this before.
Okay.
It's like, do you want to spend every day going, I'm one day closer?
But you are one day closer no matter what.
Well, you didn't have to tell me that.
But you are. I mean, this
much
thing's
got to
show
closer today
light.
Than yesterday.
Yes, yeah. You are, for sure.
Not much. Don't say that.
Well, I... Oh.
I...
Erica, you're the one who really needs to answer this question and answer fast.
I don't know the thing.
I don't know
that someone like me could handle having that information. Someone with my level of like anxiety, particularly about passing.
Would it make it easier? Like if I knew that thing, would it make it easier if I was like, if it was a short date, I don't like... You know what I mean? If it's 2 weeks from now, I think it's better that you don't know and just let that thing, that bus hit you. But like, it's like, dude, it's 40 years from now.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Like you have time to have kids and watch them grow.
Like,
and
so that makes it relative, right? Like,
isn't there a book on this? I think I read a book about this where you know your death date.
You do?
I think there is. And like a maybe sci-fi like book? A movie too or something. I don't know.
It must be sci-fi, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I almost think it would be the opposite. If you have 2 weeks left, let me know. Because
I want to go live.
Yeah,
I
won't
go
like
do
coming to work and stuff. Yes. If you got 40 Ooh. Years left, you don't need to know. Like, you're good. Just live your life. Do whatever, you know.
This
I feel like it's reversed.
Makes my skin crawl.
I know. That's why I wanted to do this way first.
Yeah.
So
okay.
In the room, how many yeses and how many noes do we have? Are you a yes or a no?
Regardless of how soon it is? Mm-hmm.
Yes. No matter what. If I could tell you when you're going to die, would you want to know?
I might say yes so that I know if I actually get to have my wedding.
There's a yes?
Okay. That's the reason?
Well, like, let's speed
or
it
you,
up.
Or you're going to elope. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was specifically thinking about, like, I don't know.
The pageantry of it all?
No.
I think I'm a no, but if you actually, if I was actually in that situation, I'm so curious. I'm so, like... I feel like I might be a yes if you actually could tell.
It's like, I've got this
me.
AI program. Do you want to know?
I'll still go no. Okay. I'll still go no. Just well, blind.
I'm a yes, for sure.
Oh, yeah. This is like Aaron's dream.
So far, that's good. I don't really even need to do because already the vote is moving towards doing the thing that I had an epiphany for.
What?
You can't just figure
okay,
it out.
No, okay. I'll give you another one. This one's way simpler. Who binge watches TV? Who watches series on Netflix? Who watches? Oh my God. Can I? Oh, sorry.
What?
I have a quick tangent. Did anybody watch Adolescence?
We just started it. We're only like.
Do you get what's happening in the show? I'm not talking about plot.
Oh, it's a show.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That is unbelievable. I had to look it up.
Unbelievable. Did you watch The Studio?
No.
There's one whole episode like that too. And then they reference it in the episode and it's crazy.
You guys, It is an hour-long Netflix show. It is a drama. Do you know what happens in the show?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it, but I've heard.
Do you know what they do?
It's
one shot.
Yeah.
It's an hour long. It's one shot.
Wow.
The camera follows this person. It's like, it's about Aaron. And then Aaron walks past the stairwell and someone else comes up the stairwell and they follow them. And the show is one shot. There's no edits. It's one shot. It's a crime drama.
It's crazy. And there's only like 4 episodes.
Are they the one that won a bunch of Emmys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so
adding
good.
It to my list.
Okay. I've only heard there's the scene in The Godfather that's like that. Where they through the city and up the stairs, and that's like really well known for being one shot. And now they're doing whole episodes. That's awesome.
It's an hour long, dude. And then like at a certain point, I'm not blowing any plot points or whatever, but like, oh, they've walked. Oh, they're over here. They do whatever. And I don't know how they did this, but like there's dialogue and then all of a sudden the camera goes up. So either they were carrying around a drone that whole time.
Yeah.
The camera. And then all of a sudden it goes voot, and it goes up and it's like shooting over the city. And then it's like goes back to where the crime scene is. And you're like, how'd you do that? And then it comes down and it's looking at a guy there and you're like, how'd you do that?
Wow. Legitimately no edits.
Wow. No, there's not even a spot where they could have.
Hey.
How many?
What does this have to
okay,
do
sorry.
How many times do you think they've done it? And they're like, all right, let's hit record next time.
Like, you're halfway somebody, through like, and you're like,
if you mess up,
you're 45
you gotta go
minutes
back.
In and then you go, Julie, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry. You're actually T-Hack. But there are times in the dialogue where they like repeat themselves where you feel like, okay, that might have been a mistake, but that you got to just keep going.
Yeah.
You got
it. It is more real.
It's so real.
Yeah.
It's so great. And there's a kid actor in it who's just like, okay, anyway, this is a great example. It's 4 episodes long and then it's over.
Okay.
And you know that.
Yeah.
Isn't that good? Isn't it good to know when it ends?
Not if it's a good thing.
No, but it's. Would you rather have it not be labeled episodes 1, 2, 3, 4? It's just like go, and then on the 4th one, it's like the end. And you're like, what?
I would rather that.
No, you
to have
wouldn't.
It just end. No, you got to know this is a finale. This is like we're wrapping it up.
Okay,
this is.
I'm changing you from a no on the first one to a yes. Okay.
But then I'm flipped. I would rather if you're talking about
you
life.
Now it's 2 to, okay, go ahead.
If you're talking about life, I would rather be like, I'm living big every day. I'm doing the things I love with the people I love.
No. Forget about the life one. Now we're just to movies. Like when you're watching a series, do you need to know, do you want to know it's an 8-part docuseries or just like, you're watching, it's like the end. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, hey.
I have to know because I have very little attention span.
Like if Severance just ended and you're like, wait, that's the last one? I thought there was one more.
You know what? That's how it felt.
Sometimes I'll watch a movie and I'll hit up on the little button to show how much time is left of the movie. And you're like, okay, right. About 20 minutes. So they're okay.
Yes.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know what point you're making.
It's coming. I'm going to tell you in just a second. Aaron, do you want to know that this is a finale or not?
I have a preference because most of the time I fall asleep within like 5 minutes.
I need you to have a preference. Do you want to know how many episodes or not? Do you want to just be in the middle of something? And like you're
but
watching a movie and say, this is a trilogy.
Mm-hmm. I guess I don't normally look it up first, so I don't need that info.
You guys are making me crazy. I need an answer.
I'm giving you one.
But she's saying no.
Is it yes or no?
No.
Okay. I'm still doing it.
You're doing what?
I think we're at a point in the diary where I gotta go and count
no.
how many.
No.
I think we're at a point where I think this is where this was going.
He took us from talking about life and death
to stupid TV shows. I know. But now look how happy you are that it's just about the diary. Look how much happy we are.
We're not very happy.
I'm pleased that he didn't figure out how to tell me when I'm going to die.
No, but like
that is a good point because he wanted to know. Like
I won't read, but I'm going to count. I want listeners to sound off and say, do you want to know?
How
when the
longer?
Finale's coming.
Like how
because
many
you guys,
entries?
I have friends text me going, I don't know what I'm going to do when this is over. And I'm like, I don't either. This show mm-hmm. is based around when we, like right now, we're looking forward to it.
Then do we want to tell them when it's over?
Yes, because we want, you want everybody tuned in on that last day. Like, or do we just go, it's just, it's like,
for the finale. Yeah.
They come back the following Wednesday and they're like, and wait, what happened? It's just, no, you missed it. The finale was Tuesday. Sorry. It was over on Tuesday.
Although, so I don't know. Like, a finale in a TV show is usually big. Like, we just found her diary. We don't know that there's like a big, nice bow on it ending. Like, we just found it. So what if it's just, this is the last one and it's...
Right.
She could leave us on one of those awful entries that's like, yeah, slept a lot today.
You got to know this. She was in Wash Park.
Yeah. She was when in Wash Park the with, last her
diary,
one?
With her diary.
So she left it there.
Or did she bring it there to write and forgot to and never found it?
I don't know.
Again?
We'll find out. Can I tell you when that's going to be? 303-222-5423. Do you want to know the ending? Yes. Do you not want to know the ending? No. Go.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you're making us answer?
Yes.
Yes. I want to know how many more episodes there are.
Do you want to know how much time we have left?
Okay.
You die on October 16th.
No. That is not funny. That is not funny.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Everyone. He just said the words.
Yeah.
Just, okay. Don't make him happy. It just takes a second. It's got that stupid thing on the front.
You made it.
I know.
With all the problems in the real world, T-Hack don't care. Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair. And so let's get teed off with T-Hack.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
You coffee drinkers are out of control.
You've got to have done this before.
No. You're teed off at coffee drinkers.
Let me give you a little backstory here, okay. All right? So my wife drinks coffee, so we got a Keurig, one with the pod. Is that what they're called? The little pods where you put the little cup in?
K-cups.
Shh. Us coffee drinkers don't have to give you any information.
Okay.
You know what? He's right.
Yeah.
Then I'll just get it.
I don't know what they're called. I don't know.
Okay, the K-cups. Thank you, Erica.
Sorry, man.
Whose team are you on?
I don't know.
So we had the most basic one, and it was like the best upgrade ever, because you could get all the different flavors, and she could make a cup of whatever, and just one cup, and that's perfect. Then she decided, well, actually, I want the milk frother, and they make a Keurig with the K-cups. I feel like I'm speaking a different language. The Keurig with the K-cups with the milk frother. It's like a bigger one. So we said, okay, we'll upgrade to that one. We'll put that one in the kitchen. We'll move the old Keurig down to the basement. So when people, like guests come, they stay in the basement. They have a little, they can make a cup of coffee. Okay? So now we have two coffee makers.
You have not said anything to be angry about. In my world travels of like manifestation and abundance attitude, you should be grateful that you have two coffee makers. Yeah.
And those K-cups also have hot chocolate and cider, both of which I know Hack enjoys.
I do like the hot chocolate, although my wife makes it with milk on the stove, and that's much better than the K-cup.
But
you are right, they do make them, and I do like that.
You like the milk stove hot chocolate? Because then it's that weird little like...
No, but you can get... You can, there's,
it gets that rubbery thing on
no,
it.
No, but like, it gets thick and it's so good. Yeah.
I think
really?
I've had an apple cider, like a hot apple cider K cup too. That's pretty good. You put a little caramel in the cup, you pour it. That's good.
Yeah.
May I walk?
But that's not coffee.
May I walk the coffee drinkers in the room through a fun little fact?
Yeah, sure.
His coffee machine with the frother, you just milk froth and dump that onto the powder. That's the best hot chocolate you're ever going to have. Cause it's like, it's like this.
Yeah, no, I want the thick, creamy hot chocolate.
Yeah, I want the chocolate to kind of like boil down a little.
Yeah.
You don't put the chocolate in until you just milk. The chocolate's not in the pan.
I haven't made hot chocolate in years.
No, you use like
hot milk and then you dump it over the Swiss Miss or whatever.
No,
you want like chunks of chocolate melted into the milk.
Yeah, yeah.
You're taking a chocolate bar?
A bar.
That's psychotic.
It's so good. And there's other stuff too. You can add like a little bit of vanilla.
Cinnamon.
So good.
No. Okay, that's wrong.
That does.
Now I'm in a fight with two people in the room.
Okay.
You're okay right now, but you were
sorry for telling him.
Okay, so we're up to two coffee makers in the house. We recently had some guests come and stay. I came home and saw a Mr. Coffee pot, a coffee maker, just a Mr. Coffee, like a pot. like you'd see in an office.
Okay. You saw this on your doorstep, in the house.
No, in the kitchen. So now, let's see, one, two, now we're up to three coffee pots, coffee makers, things that make coffee. Because this, apparently, when we have guests, well, we can't use the K-cups because you insane coffee people are drinking so much coffee that it just, the K-cups can't handle it. We can't just make one cup at a time. We got to start making whole pots of it. And then my wife's telling me, well, and we can get all the different roasts. So we are up to three coffee makers in my house. And let me do a quick count of the number of people in my house who drink coffee. Not my son and daughter. Not me. So that would just be one person who drinks coffee. But three coffee makers.
So she didn't get the pot. So that gets...
That's still a
coffee. No, she got the pot.
Oh, I thought you said that the guest brought it.
She got... My wife got... I'm sorry. My wife got the pot in anticipation of guests.
Okay, okay.
Because the guests just want to walk by and grab... if they're from the generation who goes like, another cup, they want to... They're those people. They don't want to stand there. They can't be bothered with flipping open the Keurig, putting another K-cup in. I mean,
I will say I don't like Keurigs. I don't like the taste of them. I'd prefer just to have the pot.
I have never in my life had a pot in my home.
Really?
No. My parents were not coffee drinkers growing up, and now I am a Nespresso girl or ice cream.
But with Nespresso, do you do the different beans and stuff?
Nespresso is exactly like a K-cup, except the pods are mini smaller.
Okay, the pods are a sphere.
Oh. Okay.
A half circle.
So that's what AHAC's trying to convince me. Like, oh, the different roasts and the different, you know, it's so much. And actually, we're going to save money because if you break it down per K cup and they're going to drink so many cups, it's just cheaper to buy another machine. Doesn't feel like we're saving money.
Do you understand that you're, who do you think you're mad at?
Everyone who just relax with the coffee, okay? Relax. It's hot water.
Like, get it's not.
Drink regular water first. Drink a lemon water or something. Why is it first thing in the morning? If I was like, you know what? I'm going somewhere to visit.
Oh, Matty is.
And they have cans of Mountain Dew, but I drink bottles of Mountain Dew. Do you know how pretentious that would be of me to say? Well, I drink so much Mountain Dew, it's just not going to be enough. So I need bottles. I need 2 liters.
I'm with him a little on that, because why do we really have to get new appliances for our guests?
You don't.
So what if the guests are family members and they prefer things a certain way?
We will walk and get coffee somewhere.
Yeah, but do you think you can make 2 K-cups at a time?
Do you think? No, you can't. You can only make one at a time.
There's two machines. One in the basement.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I'm going to take you boys on a bit of a lesson about the difference between being a man and being a woman. You seem nervous.
I could not be.
Slacker might... Well, actually, both of you might kind of know about this fact already.
Can we
got married, T-Hack...
Do we want HR in here? What do we want to do?
No HR needed.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with, like, parts of a body. When you got married, T-Hack, how long would you say before your wedding did you get your suit?
I plead the fifth. I don't like where this is going at all. And I
Slacker, you've been married twice. How long before each wedding did you get your suit?
What was that number?
The fifth.
The fifth.
Mm. Fifth.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm genuinely curious.
I feel entrapped, and I don't feel entrapped for myself. Because I adore your fiancé, I feel like you're setting a trap for him.
I'm not angry at anyone. I'm teaching a lesson.
Can I ask a question, though? As someone who hasn't been...
In a suit?
In a wedding, in a suit, whatever. Do you guys buy your suits or do you rent them?
Back in the day, if it's a suit, you would buy it more often than not.
Like your own wedding suit.
And is that what typically grooms wear? It's a suit, not a tux?
Tux. Mm. Well, depending on the... Okay. There's, like... My Mexico wedding. So my second wedding was really just a little quick ceremony in my house. We signed the thing, went out to dinner, and then went out to Mexico. So I had purchased a linen suit for Mexico.
Very cool. And that's where you did your actual wedding photos.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you purchase yours, T-Hack?
No, we did a rental. I rented Tux. I think my sister, they found like a good deal. I think now there's more options. You can get suits online and stuff. So okay, it's like you don't have to rent them. But I got married on a Saturday and I picked up my Tux on Friday.
But it was a rented.
A rented one, rented. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so you, but okay.
So someone else wore it on Thursday.
Because she's going to pounce.
No, I'm not going to pounce.
You went in
months
to that place way ahead of time and got fitted.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Way ahead being how long?
Way.
2 months?
Way. Just say way.
Wednesday. No, a couple months.
Okay.
Which is not good because you can gain and lose and like.
Yeah, and it was a different location because we got married in a town we didn't live in. So you get your measurements done at the
Mr. Neats in Denver and then you go fly to Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my fiance is going to be purchasing his tux because he's going to do something a little custom.
I could not agree more with what he's doing. Tuxes have come way down. I mean, it was like a couple $100 to rent my tux.
Oh, geez.
And I think I spent
it at that point.
Now you can get one. I mean, for $1,000, you can get a nice tux. Then he can wear that. Like if you guys get invited to the Children's Gala or the Go Red for Women Gala or the like American, like he can just slap that on.
He's already got just an all black tux. This is going to be something else. We don't quite know yet. Maybe something going on the jacket.
What do you mean something going on? Like Guy Fieri flames or something? What
absolutely
do you,
not. I would put my foot down.
There's something going on. You want him classic. You want him
he might
tailored.
Be, I offered up maybe like the cream jacket with like the black details or.
No. I'm sorry. No. Somebody else help me.
What?
Have you seen Dane? That's not him.
Okay.
He doesn't look. He's got, right now, he's rocking just a stash and stubble.
Yeah, he is rocking just a stash.
The cream is like going to,
he's also considering, I don't know what it's called, but where it is all black, but there's a kind of a floral print in another fabric.
Oh, like that paisley or something? Or
jacquard. Okay. It's not paisley, but it's like,
okay.
I'll find a photo for you guys.
Okay.
My whole point being, he called the place because I was freaking out. I'm like, hey man, when are you going to get on this? And he's like, they said I need 2.5 months.
Yeah.
I am picking up my dress tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
And the following day, I am taking it to the alteration space. I called them. They said,
you're a psychopath.
No,
do you have
any
idea what could happen to you, your body between now and then? Don't get it. Custom fit to your body right now.
You don't even know how dresses work. So I take it and we do multiple fittings. But she said, oh, you're right on schedule. Yeah, can you come in the next day? I said, huh?
That is a wild amount of time. She said, almost a year away. That is
9 months.
Okay, great. That's almost a year. But, anybody do rounding in here?
But it's multiple alterations, and I don't know how long it takes them. They're more delicate.
Right.
A lot of it is probably hand done, not machine.
I think it's all hand done.
He does know dresses. You know how many he's taken off in his life?
You're talking to slacker.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, she goes,
thank you.
Hey, yeah, perfect. Bring it in the day after you get it.
That's
and then
crazy
I go, great. And then, you know, my body might change a little bit. She goes, oh, yeah, no worries. You pick it up the week of your wedding.
So you go in the week of your wedding. Could they change it? If you lost 20 pounds, if the stress, this is what I'm saying. I think the stress of this wedding, you're going to like lose weight.
May we pray?
No, I don't want to stress you out, but like you're just going to be like running around and like you're going to be going back and forth to Estes probably, or you're going to go up there and like.
What Aaron and I are trying to tell you is like I will go in probably 3 or 4 times in that frame. So as things change, they adjust. And then finally the week of the wedding, I pick up the final ones. That's that. Okay.
Why do they do so many adjustments? Why don't they just do it?
Do one.
Yeah. Once you're
so guys, do we go in? We go like.
Because it might be too much to do in one. Yeah. Week before the wedding.
And then you got to figure out what your shoes are. So then they'll adjust to the shoes. And then if anything's wrong, there's time to fix it. I don't know, guys. What I'm saying is to be a woman is to have to drop your wedding dress off 9 months before. And men are like, I'll figure it out 2 months
prior.
Yeah,
my shoes came in a bag with the suit.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. I've got a story. If you're a criminal, but you've got a side hustle, make sure you don't mix your jobs up at the same time. Things can go bad.
I've got a story that, man, bears.
Beats Battlestar Galactica.
Bears.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story comes out of Florida. You know, I did say bears, and a woman found that something had broken into her home, and it was a lock, you know, kind of like a Goldilocks moment where this thing was walking around, eating her food, messing up her kitchen, and then got into her car and slept it off.
Oh, God.
So she came downstairs and said, there must be a bear.
It's a bear.
No.
It's not a bear.
It was just a man. He broke in, ate some food, broke into her car, and fell asleep. He woke her up while he was doing the breaking in. She came downstairs, was startled, called 911. They found the 40-year-old man just asleep in her car.
Snoozing it off.
When the police asked him to leave, he refused, and they had to forcibly remove him.
Oh.
So like no bears here, but might as well then.
Yeah, maybe a little bear spray at the end there to get him moving.
Well, that's unbearable.
Sure is.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news.
If you had to pick between the bear and the man, would you pick the bear or the man?
I'd pick the bear.
Yeah.
My story's out of Massachusetts.
In 914.
It's not what your country can do for you.
In 1444. What is that?
What are you doing? I don't know.
Sam.
Okay.
A 31-year-old dude is a criminal for one of his vocations. He's a shoplifter.
Mm.
So he went to Target, started to shoplift, and the loss prevention people caught him.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, his side hustle is he's a drug dealer. So then when the police were called to bust him for the shoplifting, he had to figure out a way to swallow all the cocaine and fentanyl he had on him at the time.
Wait, he would die.
Well, they were in baggies, Erica, so he decided to hork them down.
And hope he could throw them back up?
Yeah. Oh, you get them back one way or another.
But you don't absorb the stuff inside.
If you're a druggie, you don't care if your cocaine's been through the butt of a shoplifter.
I'm saying, he took in so much, it didn't absorb out at all.
If there's like a leak in the bag or something.
Yeah, your bag's good. Yeah. Well, the good news is he horked down all of his cocaine and fentanyl, but the loss prevention guy saw him, so when the cops got there, they busted him for the $150 worth of shoplifting and all of the drugs. Mm. And then it turns out also swallowing the drugs is a crime of its own called tampering with evidence.
Yeah,
this guy doesn't do a lot of thinking ahead.
No.
Keep your careers separate, people.
Yeah.
Keep them separate. Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.